Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here back with another episode. Today I'm feeling a little emotional. I just woke up not too long ago, and I woke up from a dream that I was having, and I wanted to get on this podcast and share a little important message for all of you listening to this. And I am speaking with a lot of emotion because what I saw in my dream really moved me, and I think this is really important for people to understand. And the takeaway and call to action and advice that I'm about to provide is coming from a place of both my heart and emotion and logically speaking. And you know how I always like to come from a place of logic when it comes to actual advice that I give. But this one is also filled with emotion. Anyway, first and foremost, I do apologize for those of you listening, I haven't posted in a long time on my podcast. It's been a few days. And so if you've been waiting day after day for the next episode, I apologize for keeping you waiting. I've been busy. I was busy all day yesterday, and the couple days before that, I was doing other things, but I should have been more consistent with posting, and I do apologize if I kept you waiting for too long. But without further ado, I'm happy you're here now. Let's go ahead and get into the meat of today's episode. What I want to talk about is about life in the sense of people's lives. And I'm not talking about everything that could happen in a person's life. I'm talking about the end. When a person's life ends. Let me actually first tell you a little bit about my dream. I don't know if you've ever had Korean barbecue before. Absolutely delicious. I really recommend it. You get to cook raw meat on this grill right in front of you in a table. Super wonderful experience. I cannot recommend it enough. One of my favorite dining experiences of all time. And in my dream, me and several people, and interestingly, several of these people I recognized as people from high school or middle school that I grew up with. And even though these were, or even elementary, by the way, come to think of it, this one kid in particular, I knew him from elementary school. We were all getting along in the dream. Now, unlike the dream, right? Because in school I didn't get along with most people because they would antagonize me. But in the dream we were getting along. That's not what makes me particularly emotional. What makes me emotional about the dream is, so we're having Korean barbecue, and interestingly, this is taking place at a bar, right? Korean barbecue does not take place at a bar. It's more like a sit-down restaurant, right? But you know how the bar is long and there's a lot of seats along the bar, right? That's what a bar looks like. And I was sitting at a sort of like a U-shaped bar, I guess you could say, where there's a few seats at one end and then a long end of the bar, right? And then another little jutting out where there's a couple more seats, right? So it makes a long U. And I was sitting at one of the corners of the U, the right corner to be exact. And in the bar, there were pits of grills, right? Because that's how Korean barbecue works. It's kind of hard to explain. You have to look at Google Images. But the grills were in the bar, and we were cooking a lot of meat. Me and several people from my elementary, middle, and high school. And we were all getting along, and we were having a great time. But these are a bit of the just, I'm just sort of describing the setting. This is where we start getting into the more important details of the dream. We were listening to a live performance of several adults, and I don't recall or really recognize most of the adults. I recognized one though, and this is a figure. I don't think I really want to mention her name for privacy. And truthfully speaking, I'm not so sure I would be ready to tell her about this dream that I dreamt of her, right? She was definitely an interesting person to me. And she was somebody that I really admired, and we got along great. Like, it's not very easy for me to find somebody that I can really connect with and really understand, and somebody who really understands me on a personal level. And we just have great conversations. We, just understand each other. We talk about the same things. We like talking about the same things. We talked a lot about life and morals and philosophy, things of that nature, the things that people, tend to neglect for sake of small talk. Well, she and I, we talked about those things all the time. And we worked together in my most recent job. And I don't want to get into too much details just because I don't know. I just feel like I don't want to risk saying anything that I don't really want to say. So anyway, she was a pretty cool cat, and the problem is, we only spoke and last interacted in May, right? It's been June, July, going into August. It's been 2 whole months since she and I last spoke. And unfortunately, I did not leave that experience in the best state of mind. I went into that experience of getting to see her and seeing a couple of other people with lots of positivity and happiness because I was getting to see them again, and especially her. But after the experience, for a number of reasons that I won't really state, I didn't feel like that we had that same connection as we did before with how we talked with each other, how we understood each other, how we basically vibed together, if that makes sense. It wasn't the same. And so I left feeling a little hopeless and sad, to be honest. And I haven't spoken with her since for 2 months since then, and I still haven't spoken with her. And so the reason I went into such in-depth detail is because it's important to understand where I'm going with this. She was one of the people singing, interestingly, among the several adults that were singing together. And they were singing We Are the World. Now, you probably know this song. It's the Children for Africa campaign, I believe, where a bunch of famous and older artists got together and sang a beautiful song, right? It was absolutely incredible. It was a stellar, breathtaking. I can't even put in the right adjective. No words exist to describe how amazing of a performance that was by all those artists. And so yeah, the adults are singing We Are the World. And I remember it got to the point before the big finale chorus of We Are the World, right? This person that I knew, the one person that I knew, she had a solo. Like, all the other adults stopped singing and she continued to sing. But she, in the face that I recognized, she got really embarrassed and her face got really red. And her voice gave out while she was singing because she got so nervous. But she finished singing, even though her voice gave out in the middle of her solo. And she did a little happy jump at the end of her solo, which. And then the chorus came and it was so beautiful, and for some reason, I felt like crying in my dream because I thought it was just such a beautiful performance. And as they were singing again into the big finale chorus, and I looked back in the food and I woke up. I know, what a bummer of an ending. I woke up. But that's what the dream was. And so it really, when I woke up, it made me realize how much I miss her. That we haven't spoken for 2 months. And here's what immediately, I kid you not, what immediately hit me, what I immediately asked myself after I realized that I missed her, was if she died today, or if she died anytime between today and the last 2 months where I haven't spoken to her. Would I be okay with that? You know, given the note that we last left on, and, you know, we haven't shared words since, and if I find out that she's dead today, or has been dead for the past couple months, would I be okay with that? And my answer is a no. Of course I wouldn't be okay with her, with that. You know, there's so many more things that I would hopefully like to talk about with her. I want to hopefully have a chance at maybe spending some more time together talking about the things that we used to talk about, because we got along really great. And like I said, that's not something very common for me to find in somebody. So I really appreciate the people that I kind of click with, in a sense. And if she were dead, I would not be okay with where we left off. I would not be okay with the small amount of interactions that I think we've had. I mean, in the face of death, right? Because that's basically what I'm trying to appeal to in the episode. We're talking and making the central theme of death. Because in the face of death, until that happens, we severely underestimate how much somebody means to us. We think that there's always another day. We're so easy to take things for granted. We think there's another day. We think we're always going to see them again. We're always going to have another chance to talk to them, right? We take them for granted. We don't think anything's going to happen to them. Well, it happens, right? We see people who lose their best friends or their lovers overnight because something goes terribly wrong. And they feel so guilty after the fact. After they're dead and gone, they feel so guilty. Why did we spend so much time arguing? Why didn't I call them at every chance I had? You know, why didn't I give them more love and attention? Why didn't I hang out with them more? Why didn't I do this better? Why did I do that? What should I have done? We ask ourselves all these questions. Because in the face of death, when somebody is gone permanently, and you'll never get them back. That beautiful soul of a human being will never, ever, ever come back. And you won't be able to tell them anything or hang out with them or spend more time with them again. And it's a really terrible experience and feeling to have inside. So, what I feel like I'm going to try to do today, because I woke up and the day's ahead of me, I feel like I want to call some people. And I'm not much of a person to call people on the phone. Trust me, I'm not. I like never call people. I'm serious. I never call people. The only times I would call somebody is if, like, they don't get my text messages. Like, let's say I'm going over to their house and they're expecting me, and I text them and I say, I'm here, and they don't answer. And so I call them to say, I'm here, I'm at the door, right? That's like the only time I would call somebody. But other than that, I don't. I prefer to hear somebody's voice in person, not over the phone. So it's really either text messages or meeting up in person. But I feel like I'm going to call some people today. One of them might be this woman that I had a dream of, because I haven't seen her, and I wouldn't be okay leaving off on the terms that we left off. And maybe I'll even tell her about this dream, if I have the guts to. Because it's kind of weird telling somebody that you dreamt about them. And there are other circumstances which make this potentially a little more awkward, right? And I won't say them explicitly because I'm too uncomfortable to do so, but you probably get what I'm trying to say. And so, please, guys, the takeaway for this episode is consider calling somebody that you love and care about. And let's say you two had a fight. Let's say this is a friend, this is a lover. Let's say it's somebody that you care about, but you had a fight, and so you walk away from each other. And let's say you don't talk for months on end, weeks on end. Would you be okay if you found out today, or in the last few days or weeks or so, that they were dead? Would you be happy knowing that you left on a note of negativity, of anger, of resentment, of sadness? Is that what you want your last memory of them to be? Just now they're gone. They're permanently gone. You can't get them back. Do you have anything on your mind that you would like to say to them, to let them know? Because any day, somebody that we care about can be taken from us. And we don't know when. But if they are alive today, this would be a good time to let them know how you truly feel about them and how much they mean to you. Because you never know when you won't get the chance to do that again. You never know when you won't get a chance to tell them how much they mean to you and how much you miss them and how much you want to at least spend one more time together in person. Please consider this. You don't want to wait till they're dead and gone. And I know that sounds very extreme, right? Most people that we know in our lives will not be dead in the next couple of years. At least I'm betting on that, right? If your friends are reasonable and safe and don't go out and put themselves in risky situations, they'll probably live longer. So I would argue that most of our friends and the people that we care about in our lives won't be dead for a long time. But please don't take it for granted. We don't know what happens. So, go call up some people. Go spend some time with people in person. Show people how much you care. Because these people that you love and care about are one-of-a-kind people. They will never, ever exist in the future again. Once they're gone, that's it. So make the most of everything you have with each and every person. I told you guys that I was... I told you at the beginning of the episode I was emotional, wasn't I? I did say that. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a bit early still in the day. I don't think anyone would appreciate me calling them this early. And it's not super early, but they're probably at work, and who knows, I might call them later at night. But I do want to try calling. It's not that I'm fearful of it, it's just not my preferred method of communication, but at least hearing somebody's voice and knowing that they're alive and knowing that they're okay, and being able to tell them over the phone that I miss them, and that I value them, and that I appreciate them. Especially, you know, for being in my life, and for contributing so positively. I want them to know that. Because I don't know if they're going to die today or tomorrow, or in the next couple weeks. Why would I bet on them being around for that long? I'm not saying to be paranoid. I'm not saying to be pulling your hair out, you know, gritting your teeth, being anxious that they might die tomorrow. I'm not telling you to be paranoid. I am telling you, realistically speaking and logically speaking, we don't know when they might go away. And if they're not away today, why wait to tell them how much they mean to you? Please consider doing this. Because in the event that they are gone, at least you'll know in your heart and in your mind that you had closure with them and that you ended on good terms. So, with that said, this 20 minutes of an episode, I'm gonna put an end to it. I think I might put a couple stars on this because it's a really crucial idea, I believe. It's not one that I frequently discuss, but it is still very, very important. Show the ones that you love and care about how much you cherish them. And so, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and end the episode here. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, as always, for listening to these episodes. Even when I take 4 days away from the podcast, I really do appreciate all the support I get. So take care, guys, and I will see you all next time.
And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.